WKY is commemorating African American History Month. And with me in the studio again is Yvonne Giles with the Isaac Scott Hathaway African American History Museum and the Robert H. Williams Cultural Center on Georgetown Street. Welcome to you.
Thank you. It's good to be here this morning.
And we are discussing prominent African Americans and their stories. We're going to start with a gentleman by the name of Alfred Russell. Who is he and what is his story?
Alfred Russell was a native of Lexington, Kentucky. He became president, one of the 10 presidents of the country of Liberia in Africa. Liberia was organized and established by the American Colonization Society with the support of the Kentucky Colonization Society. And the reason this society had organized was to send free blacks from the United States to Africa. And it was a way to move the African-American population out of the United States to other countries where the Colonization Society felt they would be more comfortable. It was an experiment, not terribly successful initially. Many African Americans that were sent to Liberia, some stayed, some did not. They returned to the United States. The situation was, this was well before the Civil War. When the Colonization Society first organized, they thought they were doing the African population a favor and helping them reestablish themselves as independent nation. But many of the individuals who were sent to Africa were not natives of Africa. They had been in the United States. Many of them were born and raised, maybe second or third generation, and they were totally unfamiliar with the continent and the language and the people that they encountered. So it really was a learning curve.
A stranger in a strange land,
yes,
I guess.
Exactly. Alfred Russell, the story about him is that his mother, Millie, was enslaved to a family of Todds, Mary Owen Russell, or Mary Owen Todd Russell's mother had owned Millie and her family, and when she died, Mary Owen Todd purchased the Russell family and sent them to Liberia. And the story is a very interesting story. What she discovered, the reason she had such keen interest in this African-American family, she discovered that her only son had fathered a child by an enslaved woman that belonged to her mother. And rather than see this family and her only grandson be placed into slavery or sold south, she purchased them and then granted them their freedom. She booked passage for the family to Liberia in 1833. The family walked from Lexington to Frankfort, and then from Frankfort to Louisville, they were able to ride in a carriage that a family friend had provided. They got on the ship Ajax that carried them to at New Orleans, April the 20th, 1833, and it carried them to Clay Ashland in Liberia. And when I make that connection,
Ashland.
Yes, you understand that Henry Clay was a very influential person and organizer of both the American and the Kentucky Colonization Society. So they named an area in Liberia in his honor. When they reached Liberia in July, they found that the conditions were very stringent. They had to stay on the ship because they had been quarantined. Their housing hadn't been well established, so they had poor housing, scarce food resources, and inadequate medical services. So many of the things that they were accustomed to were not in place. And Alfred, later in his years there in Liberia, had written back about 10 years after he'd been there. He wrote back and talked about the conditions, and he said they had no way of knowing how hard it was going to be till they got there. And instead of coming back like some had, they decided to stay. But Alfred and his mother was Millie, And Cynthia, Gilbert, George, and Henry were all part of that immigration group that first settled into Liberia. Alfred, of course, matured. He was 16 when they left. So he matured, grew up, became a very prominent businessman in Liberia, and then became president of Liberia from 1883 to 1884.
What are the perks of being president of Liberia?
Well, Liberia was the first independent country in Africa. All the other countries had been colonized by Britain, France, Portugal. They had all colonized most of the countries in Africa. Liberia was the very first to acquire its independence, to declare its independence. So over the years, the Africans from, or Americans who were Africans from the United States actually set up a democratic government. And they had presidents, vice presidents. They elected their representatives just as they did here in the United States. So it's like becoming president of a United States or of a democracy. So it was a challenge for them because they were a new country trying to get established, trying to be accepted by the African nations that they were living among, and also began a trade with other nations in order to sustain themselves. It wasn't easy. Truly wasn't easy. And it's like today's presidency. I thought, why would you want to be president? There's a lot of headache and heartache there. But he did. He stepped up and performed his obligations as far as being a citizen and continued in that role for a while. He had served as vice president prior to becoming president. So he was in office for quite a while.
And where does President Alfred Francis Russell's story end?
He did die in Liberia. He died in 1884, which was the last year of his presidency. And he did have a family who remained there in Liberia and became, I don't know what his descendants are. I haven't done any genealogy on him, so I can't say of his family if any of them actually became involved with the political atmosphere there in Liberia. It's possible.
And I suppose we should tell folks that they can learn more about Alfred Russell and a lot of other prominent folks by going to the Isaac Scott Hathaway Museum. It's on Georgetown Street. It's in the Robert H. Williams Cultural Center. And that building is the old colored industrial orphanage home.
Yes, it is. And one of the stories, Alfred's story, will be presented in our room where we have the period of enslavement through emancipation. Because we are limited in wall space, many of our archived information can't be shown. But we have notebooks developed with this information in it. There's a picture of Alfred, a very regal picture of him. And you can tell that he is of mixed race without any question, along with the biographical information that we have and some information about the other nine men who served as president of Liberia. All of them were from the United States. So when you hear the comment that there were 10 African-American presidents in the history of the world, you will know that these are presidents of Liberia who were Native Americans.
Yvonne Giles, thanks again for joining us today as we commemorate African-American History Month here on WUKY.
Thank you.